This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. You can join us. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We've been talking about the El Salvadoran Bitcoin experiment, the first of its kind. Now, whether or not you think this is going to be good for Bitcoin, it's happening. And it's newsworthy.
I think it'll be good for Bitcoin, the asset, but I don't think it's going to do much for cryptocurrency as a whole.
Well, now, when you say you think it'll be good for Bitcoin, the asset, what do you mean? You think the price is going to go up?
Yeah, it'll drive the price up. Just because people are talking about it, you know, and it's creating this illusion of demand or whatever. Thinking, oh, it's going to be big in El Salvador, even though, as you pointed out earlier, like 71% of people in El Salvador are saying they're not going to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, they don't seem too interested. And to what you're saying, the price is going up in just the last week.
But that could be related to anything.
There's so many different things. Yeah. there's so many stories on the internet where the headlines, something happened, Bitcoin price goes up. They try to make it sound like they know why the Bitcoin price is doing what it's doing.
We have no idea.
It's a global marketplace. There are millions of people trading this stuff at all times, so you never know what's going on. But over the last week, the price of Bitcoin in terms of dollars is up 12%. It's up over $5,800. So, he's definitely on a run-up, it seems. Now, how far up it is going to go this time? Who knows? Will it crash down all the way to 10,000? You never know what's going to happen with Bitcoin. And that's one of the reasons why some people are concerned about it. This is one of the reasons why a lot of the people in El Salvador that may have just heard about Bitcoin for the first time, or now they're hearing that it's going to be mandated, or they're hearing that it's not going to be mandated, because, again, there's mixed messages about whether or not it's going to be mandated. But at least according to the president on Twitter, it will not be mandated. And according to the government's own informational video that they put out, it will not be mandated. So there's a lot to say that it won't be mandated, but then there's that pesky wording in the law that makes it pretty clear that it's a mandate.
I don't know why people in El Salvador would be hesitant. The history of Bitcoin and its long-term, you know, trajectory are 100% clear. You know, it doesn't matter that it's $52,000 or whatever today. There's very good reason to believe that in 3 or 4 years at the most, it's going to be at least $100,000 per Bitcoin, if
sure,
not more.
But there's always the fear that it might not be. And day to day, the price does change, in some cases, drastically. So today, it's nearing $53,000 as we speak.
Could be $40,000 tomorrow morning.
Or it could be, you know, $60,000 in the next 2 hours. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
But, you know, the long-term trajectory of it is a trend upward. A clear trend upward.
But as far as the average person is concerned, especially the average business owner, it can be a challenge to look at this and say, look, it's one thing if your 1% of your business is Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency. Like, we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is sort of known as being a crypto mecca. There's a lot of local businesses where you can go and spend cryptocurrencies. Now, most people, they want to spend the actually spendable ones that don't have crazy fees like Dash or Bitcoin Cash. But most businesses will accept Bitcoin. Anyway, let's say about 1%.
Yeah, but the customers don't want to use it because the fees are so high.
Right. But let's say your business accepts cryptocurrency. But there's not a whole lot of people that want to spend it. Well, why? Because even the crypto fanatics are afraid to spend it because they want it to go up in value, and they feel like if they spend it, for whatever reason, they don't think they can buy more or something like that.
That's never been the case here in Keene.
Even though that's what the solution is. If you actually do really love crypto and you want to spend it and like get it into the economy and make it worth something by spending it, just buy more to replace the stuff you spent.
Or find a way to earn it.
Yes. But let's look at it from the business owner's perspective. If you're receiving cryptocurrency and it's only like 1% or less of your business, that's probably not going to make or break you one way or the other. It's not going to really matter unless you're barely scraping by and 1% is the difference between making it or breaking it. Let's say it's probably not for, you know, a relatively successful, moderately successful business. They can take that 1% of the crypto in and they can sit on it. They don't have to worry every single day about trading it for the local fiat to try to balance out, you know, their end of day numbers or rebuy inventory. Whereas if it was 70% of what you were getting in, or 50% or whatever, if it was a significant portion of the revenue you were getting in, well, unless the vendor that you're buying your merchandise from takes crypto. Now, in El Salvador, they probably will have more of an incentive to do so.
It also sounds like the government app in El Salvador freely allows you to swap back and forth between U.S. dollars and Lightning Network Bitcoin.
Perhaps. It's not clear. I haven't used the app. You haven't used it, so I don't want to speculate on what the app is like. But that'll be something I bet we're going to see reviews coming out, like, in the next week or two. So let's keep an eye open, and we'll see what people think about it. Because if it's a government app, you know it probably sucks. Unless they teamed up with a decent developer.
They did team up with someone.
They teamed up with a company called Strike, which is a Lightning Payments centralized processor, basically. So it's... We can get into the technical aspect of this, but just to go back to the business side of things, right? So if it's 1% of your business, no biggie. You can just let it sit there, and if it goes up, cool. If it goes down, all right, well, you're probably not going out of business. If it's 50% of your revenue and you sit on it, then things get a little bit weird, right? Like, because you got to pay your employees, you got to buy more product, and...
Yeah.
If it's not mandated by the government that businesses have to accept it, which we don't support mandating Bitcoin, then you're in a situation like most merchants are here in the United States. Most of the businesses that have enough foresight to say, hey, this could be the way of the future, I'm going to start accepting it today. And you can do that by going and, like, getting AnyPay, for instance. AnyPayX.com, I think, is their most recent website. You can go check them out, and they'll make it easy for you to accept cryptocurrency payments. But... then the question is, what, you know, how do you take it to the next level? Because if you're a retailer, your wholesaler probably isn't accepting it. Now, you can ask. Certainly doesn't hurt to ask. Say, hey, can I buy my wholesale products with this cryptocurrency? If they say yes, then that's great. But even still...
Well, in El Salvador, they'll have to say yes, it sounds like.
Well, that's what's not clear. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it on one hand, but then on the other hand, it doesn't.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So they may or may not. That remains to be seen.
Never mind. Your point about the fluctuations of Bitcoin, it's very important when you start talking about paying wages and things like that. And I want to circle back to that, because if you're making Bitcoin and you pay your employees every 2 weeks, well, the value of Bitcoin, it's gone from like $62,000 to $40,000 in the course of 2 weeks before.
Absolutely. So, if not the course of 2 days.
So suddenly 2 weeks later, when it's time to pay your employees, you literally won't have the amount of Bitcoin that you're supposed to have in order to pay them.
Right. Now, if you're paying them out at the end of the day, your odds might be a little bit better, but there's
still... It could also be worse.
There's still 10... I mean, there's 10-minute periods where Bitcoin can go up 3% or go down 3% or 5% or 4%. I mean, it's tremendous. And then we're talking about...
You said it's 12% over the last week.
Yeah, over the last week. And so we're talking about, like, you know, within an hour... the price of Bitcoin can change. Now, for those of us that are interested in it as this world-changing technology that benefits the individual, that puts the power of money in the hands of the individual, we're excited about that. We don't mind seeing that happen because we're holding this for the long term.
It's a philosophical thing.
Yeah, we're interested in this, in seeing this go on into the future, and so we're willing to just sit and wait and watch, because we have the expectation, not that you and I can use it, but, you know.
It'll stabilize at some point.
We can still sit and watch. We have the expectation that this is going to be a thing someday, that it is likely to go up in value, and maybe it will find a price at some point that it likes.
Well, market equilibrium is a thing, and yeah. I tend to think it's inevitable. It'll reach a price point where it just sort of fluctuates by 1%, and it just sort of hovers there. I don't know what that price point would be.
And we don't know when that's going to happen either. And until then, running a business accepting Bitcoin is a challenge. It's a challenge. So that said, though, there are some people that do get paid in Bitcoin, and they love it. Yep. Because they're willing to accept the risk. But the reason I even went into all that was because, well, some people are uncertain about this. And that's the reason why they're uncertain. Because the price is uncertain. And it's hard to do business if you don't know what the price of the thing is going to be in the next 10 minutes. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number, if you want, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian and Aria.
Let's see. Want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the latest and freshest stories on perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has them. They've got a daily dispatch you can sign up for over at freedomsphoenix.com. They will keep you up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. We're going to continue with more on El Salvador and the big experiment, which is to make Bitcoin legal tender. Now, one of the things that's going to be interesting about this is to see who signs up as far as other governments around the world, because you know there's a lot of them that are going to watch this.
Yeah.
They're watching and they're waiting. They're going to want. They want to see what happens with the El Salvadoran experiment. Are we going to see, you know, dominoes falling with other countries, South America, Africa, elsewhere that need an economic boost?
And I sure hope so.
It would be amazing.
It'd be a world changer.
As long as it's voluntary.
Yes.
As long as they're not forcing people to take cryptocurrency, because that just totally undermines the whole thing. But we'll get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts as well. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, yet more campaign shenanigans. So once again, right now you're being carried by KIVA Radio, Kiva Radio, the Rock of Talk. Eddie Aragon is the owner.
Yeah.
And at this very minute, Albuquerque.
Yep.
1 million potential listeners here.
1 million indeed.
Yes.
Yes, 1 million. And so Eddie managed to get himself on the ballot against odds to be one of the three candidates for mayor of Albuquerque. He's the only Republican candidate, and the other two are Democrats. And the one Democrat that is Sheriff Manny Gonzalez, his campaign has filed a petition to eliminate Eddie from the campaign, get this, based on the fact that his radio station is a live-work situation, that he has his home at the moment because he got rid of one home, sold one home, he had a divorce, something like that, and he's looking for a replacement home, and the market is not necessarily cooperating at the moment, so he's taken up residence in his business.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that before, right? And so the Sheriff Manny Gonzalez campaign filed a legal petition to have eliminated from the race based on the fact that that they claim that he's not lawfully residing in his business, and that it's not zoned for that or something like that, which is actually not true.
Hmm.
But they filed it anyway. And so that's the low level to which, and I think you're kind of desperate if you're going to pick on a guy that's lived in, born and raised in Albuquerque, moved away, moved back, been here for over a decade now again after leaving and coming back, and you're going to, try to get him out of the race as the only Republican candidate, Eddie Aragon, based on the fact that he lives and works in the same workspace. I think you're
how does that even disqualify him in the first place?
Yeah, let's take this one step further and say that, you know, he's homeless, because he effectively is. Would these same Democratic politicians forbid a homeless person from running for office?
Yeah, that question needs to be asked, but we all know that in the media, the homeless are, if you try to deny a homeless person from voting, you would be seen as quite evil.
Sure.
And they would fight against you. And one, there's a question as to, so is he homeless or not? And the zoning doesn't preclude him from living where he's living.
Mm-hmm.
And so the answer to that is no. And then there may be some issue as to, some other technicalities as to which residence, where he's registered to vote or whatever. And I'm sure that he's updated it to.
But wherever it is, just to clarify, wherever it is he lives, whether it's the office or some other residence that he might have had before, is it all within the city limits of Albuquerque?
Yes, it all is. And the house that he was living in previously was in the city limits of Albuquerque.
And he's running for mayor, so it's not like it's a specific area of the city that really matters as far as, you know, one of the ward seats or whatever they might call it there.
Right, yeah, he's running for mayor, and yes, he's lived in Albuquerque the entire time, the 10 years that he's owned the radio station, or 10 or more years since he's been back in Albuquerque.
It sounds to me like they're scared. It sounds to me like the opposition, for whatever reason, is worried. I mean, when's the last time a Republican won an elected seat in Albuquerque?
Well, you're correct in your thought there that usually the mayor is a Democrat, but there was a Republican that slipped in for a couple of years. Well, actually, might have been 8 years, might have been two terms, whatever that is. I forget how long the mayor's term here is in Albuquerque, whether it's 3 years, 4 years. But there was a Republican that slipped in for two terms, I believe it was, prior to this current mayor.
Thanks for the heads up. The latest on that situation, David. It definitely sounds like Eddie, who again programs and owns the radio station that we are on there. So thank you, Eddie, for putting us on. Is facing some serious opposition in this mayoral race.
Petty opposition as well.
Well, it's politics. I mean, that's
true.
What you have to expect. They are going to get petty, especially if they feel like you're a threat. Like, and this is one of the points I didn't get a chance to make earlier when we were talking about New Hampshire and the migration of freedom-loving people here. I wanted to point out that we are not being ignored. We are not being laughed at, right? Because there's the old statement, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. We are in the fighting phase of that particular statement, and we are well ensconced in the fighting phase. We're not like at the beginning.
And they're scared.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, in fact, they're angry and scared. They are the statists, the people that love the government, whether they be Republicans or Democrats or whatever. It does seem to be mostly people on the left that are freaking out about the free staters and the state reps that are free staters and liberty-loving people and libertarians who are actually in you know, political seats here in New Hampshire. They know we're here and they know why. And
we want to leave you alone.
Yeah. And they've seen the success stories. This was a huge year. You touched on a couple of the political wins, and there's been a series of them this year. The Speaker of the House, or sorry, the House Republican leader, which is like second to the Speaker, basically, he's a free stater. His name's Jason Osborne. He used to be the top sponsor on Free Talk Live like a decade ago. I mean, that's
substantial substantial strides.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. At least I didn't think it would be this soon. I figured we'd have to wait like another decade before we have that level of political success, because politics is slow. It's brutal. And these guys have been putting in the time. There's no doubt. Yeah. Like Osborne and the rest of these guys in the State House, they put in a lot of effort, a lot of time. They've earned their positions there. And you know what? The statists hate this. Because they all said for years, they said, oh, you free staters, you're never going to amount to anything. And they're eating those words now. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But yet it's still a fairly well-kept secret in the libertarian movement. How many amazing things are happening here in New Hampshire.
Because they're all about the Libertarian Party. The useless, achieving nothing, always fighting amongst itself Libertarian Party.
Yeah, they're still totally distracted by that sideshow. 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York and New Jersey will get federal aid to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. That's because President Biden is signing off on a disaster. That's because President Biden is signing off on disaster declarations for both states. New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying this means folks impacted by the storm are eligible for federal funds. This includes housing assistance, crisis counseling, unemployment, home repairs, and legal services. Biden also set to visit both states tomorrow. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Qatar to discuss evacuation efforts in Afghanistan following the U.S. withdrawal. Blinken meeting with senior officials after arriving in Qatar's capital of Doha today. Blinken also set to visit with Afghan refugees in Germany this week. This is USA Radio News. The State Department is facing questions about flights from Afghanistan now that the United States military is gone. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News and says the situation is a result of a poor withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We should have never let a calendar drive it. We shouldn't let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
The superintendent of the Chicago Police Department is condemning the violence against young people in the city over the Labor Day weekend.
Stay away from children if you want to live that life. You're harming this community. You're harming these families. And we will be relentless in pursuing you.
David Brown saying the community's priority should be protecting innocent children. At least four people have been killed since Friday night and about 50 others wounded in shootings across Chicago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
Been talking about El Salvador off and on throughout the show here tonight. Big deal tomorrow starts in El Salvador, and that is that Bitcoin is going to be legal tender. And that will be a big deal globally because that's the first time anything like that has ever happened.
If it flops, though, it won't be very good for the value of Bitcoin.
Well, now that's what we were talking about earlier, is like, well, we don't know why the value of Bitcoin does what it does. It's just, you know,
true.
It does what it does because there's millions of people buying and selling it for various different reasons all around the planet. And even some of the most disastrous, you know, economic circumstances don't seem to harm Bitcoin. In fact, it seems to thrive. You know, the worse, for instance, the government's money printing here in the United States or around the world, the more fiat currency they print up, the more disaster they try to wreak on the populace, the better Bitcoin does.
Well, it seems. We knew that would be the case, right?
Yeah.
Because if you measure Bitcoin in USD, if USD is less valuable, then by default it makes Bitcoin more valuable.
I'm of the viewpoint that if Bitcoin fails miserably in El Salvador, and it won't be, you know, it won't be Bitcoin's fault necessarily. It'll
be the Lightning Network's fault,
yeah,
to be honest. It's confusing and obtuse and unwieldy, and this is from someone who's used it and who has been steeped in cryptocurrency for quite a long time.
If a bunch of people in El Salvador refuse to adopt Bitcoin, I don't think that's going to hurt it. If Bitcoin is adopted widely in El Salvador, I think it'll
help
it.
Even if it's just that 29% that you mentioned.
Yeah.
I think it will help Bitcoin if people start using it more often because it is legal tender in El Salvador. Now, again, there's legitimate concern about Bitcoin. Specifically, its price tends to be volatile, and that makes it hard to do business with. But let's get into the story here from The Guardian. I mean, we've gotten into several stories about this so far, but this is a piece that sort of overviews it. Skepticism grows in El Salvador over the pioneering Bitcoin gamble. Litha Maria de Los Angeles slaps two cheese-filled pupusas, the El Salvadoran cornmeal flatbread, on the griddle. With a camera click on the QR code, she receives her payment, 0.04 of a Bitcoin. Then, as the rain pelts the corrugated iron roof and a gust of wind lifts the blue plastic tablecloths, the power cuts out.
Oh.
A tumultuous few weeks awaits El Salvador as it prepares to become the first country to adopt Bitcoin, the world's most popular decentralized digital currency. Although, just yesterday, I'm going to check the coin market cap.
If anything supplants it as number one, I just hope it's not Ethereum.
Just yesterday, Bitcoin had dipped below 40% in its dominance rating. It's now back up to 41.9%. That means it is 41.9% of all of the cryptocurrencies, the value of all the cryptocurrencies.
So it's not leaving the number one spot for a very long time.
Not for a little bit. Ethereum is at 19.5, though, so it's at about half of the dominance of Bitcoin, which is, you know, that's pretty important. So back to the story here. Anyway, The Guardian reporting. So the power goes out on this lady as she's received her payment, and then the power went out. So that's better. It's better to receive your payment and then have the power go out than have the power go out before the customer can make the payment. Because once the payment's made, it's coming to your wallet.
Yeah.
It's going to be there when the power comes back on.
However, I'm not sure how simple it is to work in a food service place. This lady was making food where the power regularly cuts out.
That's a problem. And I don't know how often that happens in El Salvador. It's certainly one of the more economically free nations on the planet. And when I say that, I mean, you know, it's in the top third. The lower end of the top third, but, you know, it's
up there. Yeah, but socialization of industries like electricity and sewage and stuff like that, that's pretty common.
It is. A tumultuous few weeks awaits El Salvador as it prepares to become the first country to adopt Bitcoin, the world's most popular decentralized currency, as legal tender starting tomorrow, September 7th. With that deadline looming, a host of challenges, technological, financial, and criminal, threaten to sink the plan of President Nayib Bukele to ride the Central American economy out of its current choppy waters on the back of a cryptocurrency wave. El Zante, a surf town with about 3,000 residents and a black sand pebble-strewn beach, is an unlikely location for a global financial revolution. But since 2018, the town's Bitcoin Beach project has been a petri dish for cryptocurrency adoption. Backed by Californian donors, the project gave $50 worth of Bitcoin to each local family, encouraged the cryptocurrency's adoption by local vendors, and paid dozens of social projects with it, from lifeguarding to rubbish collecting. Quote, now you can buy groceries, pupusas, or pay for your internet with Bitcoin, says Jose Roman Martinez, age 30, one of the founders of Bitcoin Beach. He says further, for many people, this is the first time they've received a digital payment. Interest in the project from crypto.
Bitcoin Beach may be ahead of Keene.
I don't know about that. I've heard different things about Bitcoin Beach, but okay. Let's look into that separately. Interest in the project from crypto-savvy tourists has given a new lease of life to El Zante and led to a real estate boom in the town, according to Martinez. Quote, when I was a kid, the only thing Salvadorans wanted to do was cross the border and head to the U.S. Now the kids here are dreaming of better things. Can a circular economy, asks The Guardian, experiment backed by a handful of foreign crypto evangelists replicate itself at the national level? Salvadorans have had no say in the matter so far, but they're about to find out. Bukele, the president, announced his plan to elevate Bitcoin to legal tender back in June, just a month before his 40th birthday. So again, very young for a president of any country. With his customary millennial...
But too old to be wearing a backwards cap.
With his customary millennial elan via video link to a Miami cryptocurrency conference. Since then, like Elon Musk with a presidential mandate, he has prolifically pumped out Bitcoin memes and promises on his Twitter account.
Just 5 days after the announcement, lawmakers passed the bill by a large majority. A national digital wallet called Chivo, which is local slang for the word cool, is in development with $30 worth of Bitcoin uploaded to each one as an initial balance. Transactions in Bitcoin will be exempt from capital gains tax, which makes it attractive to people in the United States, right? Because here, supposedly, capital gains is going to affect people who buy Bitcoin low and sell it high. And foreigners investing 3 Bitcoins in the country, or at the time of this writing, about $120,000, now it's about $150,000 worth, will be granted residency. So they're planning on selling citizenship, basically, for Bitcoin. So that's interesting, right? Like, if indeed this experiment works and El Salvador becomes a Bitcoin hotspot, it's going to attract outside Bitcoiners who are looking for a place to move.
Yeah, that's undeniable.
In August, a research
note... And they'll probably have a lot of Bitcoin.
A research note by Bank of America enthused about the new law's ability to reduce the cost of cross-border transactions. Remittances, by the way, account for about 20% of El Salvador's GDP, meaning that the average person in El Salvador is getting money from outside of the country.
Probably someone who came to the United States.
Yes, or elsewhere. Increased digital penetration in a country where 70% of the people still don't use banks, and attract foreign investment as a first mover in cryptocurrency adoption. Look, cryptocurrency is a strong sell, I think, for people who are unbanked. Yeah. Now, whether they're aware of it or not is another question. But they're going to become aware, likely, that Bitcoin is a thing in El Salvador because it is going to be more present. There are going to be more business owners than ever before that have Bitcoin logos up on their doors and their windows and at their cash registers. And people are going to start asking questions. And if 70% of people don't use the banks, then this is an opportunity for those people to move into something else, something that gives them more control over their money.
And the other 30% who do use the banks are hopefully sick and tired of the bank's crap.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, it sucks being without a bank. I am now completely unbanked. I had my last bank account close my account. Don't know why. It's not like I'm selling Bitcoin. I'm prohibited from doing that, so that wasn't happening with this particular account. I don't know if the FBI said, close this account. I don't know how that works. But that account is gone now at this point. And so now I'm a check cashing person. I've got like a couple checks that somebody sent me that I've got to figure out a way to cash. And it's a pain in the butt. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. More on El Salvador.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And by the way, Free Talk Live was the first major radio show to tell the world about Bitcoin. Where were you when the crypto revolution first began? Did you buy some of it back then? Well, it's now more than a decade later, and a new generation of cryptocurrency is hoping to change the world again. If you listened last year, you heard the host of this show talking about Intercoin, which is a new crypto that is helping unite local communities and businesses, or at least that's their plan, and make their economy stronger, all without having to rely on the state. Intercoin team members have built apps that reached 9 million users in dozens of countries around the world. Well, Intercoin is now launching worldwide, and so anywhere you live, this is your chance to buy some Intercoin using your favorite Ethereum wallet. You can go to exchanges like Uniswap. Using Intercoin, you can even launch your own cryptocurrency for your own members and customers under your own brand. If you want to learn more, go to intercoin.org. You can follow the steps there and get some Intercoin for yourself. Be part of the next generation of crypto, if you like, over at intercoin.org. You heard it here first. That's intercoin.org. And there are a variety of cryptocurrencies out there. El Salvador has chosen Bitcoin as the one.
Something like Bitcoin.
Well, that's the word they've used, is Bitcoin, as their legal tender. Now, we're getting into, you know, what is that going to mean? Will it have any kind of effect on the value of Bitcoin? What's it going to look like for El Salvador if this takes off? Likely it's going to mean the people who've adopted it voluntarily are going to do very, very well for themselves.
They would probably be some of the wealthiest people on Earth.
El Salvador may very well jump up the charts as far as GDP is concerned. However, it's not a mandate, or at least supposedly. The law itself says it's a mandate, but the president says it will not be a mandate as far as whether or not people have to accept it. And as of right now, a large chunk of the population is concerned. They're not interested in accepting Bitcoin. They'd rather, I think, sit and wait and see you know, how it goes for those people that do accept it.
Yeah, but the longer they sit and wait, the more they miss out.
That's true. So
Back to the story here from TheGuardian.com. We were talking about remittances being 20% of El Salvador's GDP, meaning remittances is money that is usually sent by family members who live outside of the country to their loved ones inside the country. And remittances are expensive if you do it the old money way, if you have to go into a bank and sit down in front of a banker and provide ID and then go through a know-your-customer, hoop-jumping situation, and then you have to pay $30, $60, $100, God knows how much the transfer is going to cost.
Takes 3 to 5 days.
Or you're using Western Union, and then they jack you for their fees, and sometimes the person on the other end, if they don't have the right identification, they can't even pick it up, and it's just like the old money system is so bad. It is so hard to use.
Well, it's designed to be a method of control,
yes.
Not a method of fungibility.
Yes, not about freedom. It's not about financial freedom at all. It's about control and fees for the people who are running these so-called money transmitters. Anyway, the verdict from the international financial organizations and El Salvadorans themselves has turned pessimistic, according to the story here at TheGuardian.com. Ricardo Castaneda, a local economist, says, quote, "The law was adopted extremely quickly without a technical study or public debate. I don't think the president has fully understood the implications of the law, its potential to cause serious macroeconomic problems, and convert the country into a haven for money laundering." Well, I don't know about all that.
They always throw out that fear-mongering nonsense,
yeah.
Even though so many officials and departments within the U.S. government come out and say, oh, yeah, it turns out that's just fear-mongering nonsense. It's still getting thrown out there all the time.
The regulatory framework for adoption has yet to be published, and there are rumors of delays to the Chivo app. Bankers in the capital say they have received calls from anxious clients threatening to withdraw their deposits rather than risk exposure to volatile cryptocurrency markets. Which is funny, because if your deposits aren't in cryptocurrency, then I don't think you really have anything to worry about. If you're keeping, dollars in the bank account, they're not going to just switch that for Bitcoin on you or whatever. I guess maybe they're worried that the bank's going to start investing in Bitcoin and then go belly up if Bitcoin goes down in price or something.
It's more likely they just don't understand what is going on.
No. Yeah, and that's the thing. People don't know much about Bitcoin, and to the extent that the El Salvadoran government is attempting to explain it to people, that could be a good thing.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we know they're not going to be doing the official on-chain method of sending Bitcoin. If they want to keep the fees low, they have to be using the Lightning Network. And we know that the government of El Salvador has teamed up with a Lightning company called Strike Payments to team up with them to offer an official payment app, which means that in order to get on this government app, they're going to require identification.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're giving you $30 worth of Bitcoin.
That's reason number one. And reason number two is because it's a centralized solution. You don't get to hold your keys with the government Chivo Bitcoin payment app. The government or Strike is going to be holding your keys with
app. That's
right?
Horrifying.
So they're going to have total control over this. And that's another real negative side to this.
Yeah, but the average El Salvadoran won't know anything about that.
That's the thing. So it's not really financial freedom. It's the illusion of it. It's talking about Bitcoin. It's pretending like you're doing Bitcoin. And to be fair, it is Bitcoin that is legal tender, and they are saying you can use other wallets. So you do still have the choice. But the government-approved method that's being, slid in on people with a $30 free $33 worth of Bitcoin deal to kind of, grease the wheels, that's what's going to get the adoption, right? Because people are going to want $30 worth of free Bitcoin when they hear about all this, activity.
Well, I'll say the same thing I said when governments in the United States began bribing people to get the vaccine. If you have to bribe people to do it, then they're not sold on the idea, and you need to start over.
Going on here, so the potential benefits identified by Bank of America are probably overstated. A paper by Johns Hopkins
University. I'm surprised Bank of America is admitting any positives.
Says the cost of remittances via Bitcoin will be higher than traditional methods. I don't know if I believe that.
That's certainly not true.
And a July survey found that two-thirds, or nearly two-thirds, of El Salvadorans would not be open to accepting payment in Bitcoin. Eric Grill, the CEO of Chainbytes, which produces Bitcoin ATM machines, told The Guardian that his plan to relocate manufacturing to El Salvador had faced serious challenges in sourcing parts. Local geothermal energy experts say Bukele's plan to power energy-intensive Bitcoin mining activities from the country's volcanoes are wildly optimistic.
It sounds optimistic.
It does.
Hopelessly so.
But he's got government money he can throw at it.
Not if he's only accepting Bitcoin.
Well, he's not only accepting Bitcoin. The government will accept dollars in payments as well. But I was just saying, he's got tax money.
Like, yeah, true.
He can set up a mining farm on the taxpayer's dime. And so that's where some of the corruption's going to come in here. This guy's basically a Bitcoin maximalist who's got his hands on the reins of government, and he's going to use it to try to enrich himself, right? Like, if he can force...
Well, that's what all of this is.
Yeah. If he can force people to accept Bitcoin, which, again, the question's still out as to whether or not people will be forced. They're saying they won't. But if he can, then he probably believes that that'll mean the price will go up.
I would not take the word of a government that they were not going to enforce something.
I wouldn't either. The government insists El Salvadorans will be free to exchange their Bitcoin for U.S. dollars, which the country has adopted as national currency back in 2001. So it's actually been 20 years now that they've had dollars as their legal tender.
So in this case, the El Salvador government would presumably be buying the Bitcoin?
They have proposed a $150 million fund to ensure convertibility. Given popular skepticism, however, critics say this is unlikely to be sufficient. It would also open the door for illegal actors to convert Bitcoin, which rose to prominence on Silk Road, an online black market, and prides itself on the anonymity of transactions. Just so people know, the mainstream media always gets this wrong. Bitcoin is not anonymous. There are anonymous cryptocurrencies like Monero or Pirate Chain, but not Bitcoin. Anyway, they're saying here, rose to prominence on Silk Road to dollars via national bank and thereby launder their gains. Perhaps the biggest concern, however, is it exposes a population with little financial education, for the most part without an economic safety net, to the fate of the highly volatile cryptocurrency markets. Which, again, this news story is clearly negative against Bitcoin. It's clearly skeptical in a negative fashion, ignores the fact that over time the price of Bitcoin has gone up
significantly,
which means that those people who do embrace it in El Salvador likely are to be successful with it if they hold on to it, if they can afford to. That's part of the difficulty of, you know, living life on the edge of profitability and barely making ends meet. Is it's hard to want to hold on to the Bitcoin when you got the rent to pay. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.